while it may be time to start paying the rent again. Many workers have yet to return to their jobs. State Rep. Mike Schlossberg explains how legislators are trying to help.
After July 10th, when the brakes come off, we're going to get deluged with calls. We know the financial pain exists still in a big way. And as soon as landlords start saying, okay, well, here's $1,000 in late fee and either pay it to me in the next 2 weeks or get out of my apartment, we're really going to see this thing hit a crisis level very, very quickly.
Meanwhile, some community groups are doing their best to help. Janice Thomas, Director of Homeless Services at Easton's 3rd Street Alliance, is working to make sure people don't lose the essential shelter that they need as the number of new cases continues to climb.
If there was an issue prior to COVID, the issue is even larger now. So what we're doing is partnering with other agencies within the region, basically joining forces and really making an impact, because what we want to do and what's definitely needed is to make sure that no one becomes homeless during this entire time.
I'm Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.